360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Cannon and Dunphy.
Here's the payoff. Got him swinging. Ball game over. Trevor Megill closes the door on the Pirates in a 4-2 victory. Give Kyle Harrison the win. And for Megill, save number 20.
And Brewers and Pirates will go again this afternoon to close out the series. Joined now by Brewers President of Baseball Operations, Matt Arnold. Morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Okay, Matt, promise this is probably the last question unless I need a follow-up if you don't answer my question right. The last question I'll ask about things about the trade deadline, because we haven't had a chance to speak since all the trades went down. So let me ask you this on behalf of fans who want to know if we put our best foot forward. Did you, in trying to, if you even want to confirm that you went after Skubal from Detroit, did you have everything you needed from the organization to put the best package that you could on the table?
Look, I think honestly, I just can never get into specifics on conversations. I don't think that's fair to anybody involved, but I will say, like, we were involved in a ton of stuff, and when we want something, we try to really go hard after it. And ultimately, I've said this before, it takes two to tango on these things. And you know, look, on one hand, you know, we went after a ton of different things, you know, over the last month or so to try to help the team. And ultimately I will say, like, I'm excited about what we ended up with. I mean, Dustin May is pitching today. I hope everybody has a chance to come out and see him because he's got a really, really good arm, and I'm really excited to have him. And same with Jojo Romero and Antonio Sanzatella, who's pitched really well in his first two games with us already. So I can say that we had every resource from our ownership to go after it. And we put our best foot forward on really everything to help the team.
So Dustin May has looked unhittable. We've seen that up close here in Milwaukee.
Indeed.
And we've also seen him get beat up a little bit. What do you do with someone like him? Do you let him just go out there today and, okay, Dustin, go ahead and we'll work after this? Or do you immediately get him in the lab and give him things to think about and try?
No, he's a really smart guy. I mean, that's one of the things, and he's super competitive too. And so he came in with some thoughts, and obviously we have some ideas about what we think we can help him with, and Chris Hook and Jim Henderson and Juan Sandoval do such a good job with our pitchers. So it's really kind of meeting halfway. You know, he comes in with some stuff that he's worked with in the past that helped him out, and we have some things that hopefully can help him out along the way as well.
Brewers GM Matt Arnold is with us this morning, and we already saw one of the other new guys, Antonio Sanzatella, twice.
Yeah, he's looked good, man. A power sinker, really good cutter. I mean, just good poise. I think he punched that guy out yesterday in a couple pitches, and really efficient, you know, and a former starter. We faced him in the playoffs a couple years ago, you know. So he's just a battle-tested veteran that's been around a long time, and we're thrilled to have him.
Does that give you an opportunity to, like, have bullpen games or something like that if you'd need that, where he could give you, like, maybe a couple of innings instead of just one as you start to space out and save innings for all your horses?
Absolutely, yeah. I think just because of his experience there, he can do that, and you have multiple inning weapons with guys like Ashby and Patrick, and then, you know, obviously the starters that have been doing a great job as well. So, you know, and the other thing too is somebody, you know, like Dustin May, being a starter at the front of the game can hopefully soak up innings so it doesn't take too much of a toll on the rest of your bullpen.
So, Matt, Eric and I have been talking about Kyle Harrison and his return. Looked fantastic. Struck out 8 in a row at one point. We had an opportunity to keep that streak going. Came out, it looked like he was going to try to pitch the 6. Now, it was later determined that he had some cramping, so no issues with his arm. Electric outing. But just first of all, what did you see from Harrison?
Yeah, that was awesome. I mean, he was a ton of fun to watch yesterday. I mean, it's so good to have him back on the mound, and he was doing well, and he was cramping up, I think, the inning before. I got a message that he was cramping a little bit, but then it kind of calmed down a little bit. But once he went back out to throw, it started to flare up a little bit on him. But man, what a great kid and a great arm. I mean, he was outstanding yesterday. That was just a ton of fun to watch.
He even said that he tried to get back out there. What did he say? Pickle juice or something like that?
Yeah, he was talking to the reporters after the game. What did he say? It was pickle juice and
down in a pickle shot, and down in a whatever hot cinnamon things.
Some hot cinnamon things. So
can you play it for him?
What is hot cinnamon things?
I have no idea. I could use that probably in college to get through some some tough tough morning hangover or something.
Well, we wonder about
Eric
that.
Has a suggestion, I mean, Matt. I don't know.
Maybe we were using it in college.
Fireball.
Maybe.
maybe it was Fireball.
He could do that if he wanted, right? There's no rule against that. I've seen guys smoke in the dugout. Not lately, but could he hit a Fireball shot or no?
Sure, why not? Uke used to do it all the time, so why not?
Well, whatever it was, man, it was awesome. All right, so we go today, and as you mentioned, we get a first look at Dustin May in a Brewers uniform, and it would be nice to steal one more from the Pirates here with afternoon baseball.
Absolutely, yeah, it's going to be a ton of fun. I really do hope people come out and see us today. It's going to be a nice day, and Dustin May, big red out there pitching. I mean, he's got a really good arm, and you know, he almost no hit us a couple about a month ago, and just a really good guy. And again, he's just immediately impacted our clubhouse. It's just a ton of guys really have a lot of respect for this guy, and he's just been through a lot. So, yeah, excited to see what he can do today.
Great to catch up, man, and really appreciate where we are now for the stretch run. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Afternoon baseball today here on WTMJ. Brewers and Pirates, one more in the series.